You're listening to SBS News.
Not since 1987 has New Zealand contested a Boxing Day cricket test match at the MCG, and the Black Caps will be out to make the most of the opportunity. Fast bowler Trent Bolt missed the first test match defeat in Perth with injury, and he says both he and the team are out to make the most of a rare opportunity.
I think we're prepared for a very good wicket. We're looking to play some very hard cricket, and we know we've got to be patient against a quality batting lineup which Australia have. So I've only played a handful of games out here. I've lost a World Cup final, and other than that, there's not too much to write about. But definitely looking forward to, grasping all that that comes with this week.
There's also Big Bash cricket for fans to enjoy once the test match play has ended over the weekend. On Friday evening, the Melbourne Stars take on the Adelaide Strikers. Then on Saturday night, there's a Sydney derby between the Sixers and Thunder. The defending champions, the Melbourne Renegades, meet the Strikers on Sunday. In yachting, the Sydney Hobart competitors are on their way south towards Constitution Dock in Tasmania, all dreaming of winning either the Lion Honours or Handicap titles. The smaller boats will be looking to win on Handicap, while the biggest entrants, the five Supermaxes, are all in a shootout to be the first across the line. The weather forecast suggests a race record isn't likely, but what is looking on the cards is a close finish. Mark Bradford is the skipper of Blackjack, and he says while most will expect Wild Oats 11 to win a 10th title, any of the Supermaxes are in with a really good chance of victory.
Look, this is just going to come down to who sails well on the day. I mean, the crews are all professional, the boats are all professionally maintained and at the highest level, so this is going to be a really tight race for sure. In terms of Wild Oats, yeah, for sure everyone likes to talk about Wild Oats because they've been so successful and we acknowledge that they have been, but we're here to try and knock them off.
The 75th version of one of the world's great ocean races has the biggest field in 25 years with 157 yachts. Early indications are the first boats could be approaching the finishing line early on Saturday morning. There's a big schedule of Premier League action, including a top-of-the-table clash between second-place Leicester City and top-side Liverpool. One of the other interesting matches will be Bournemouth's home clash with struggling Arsenal. The Gunners have slipped into the bottom half of the table and have appointed former player Mikel Arteta as coach in place of Unai Emery. The former Spanish international is determined to bring the glory days back to the club, but told fans whatever the result of his first match in charge, it will take time for him to make an impact.
And slowly you will see some changes and where we want to head on, because the direction is going to be very clear and it's not going to be negotiable. And step by step we will be improving and reaching to find the right identity for us.
Bournemouth takes on Arsenal in the early hours of Friday morning. In women's basketball, the Sydney Uni Flames have their sights firmly on adding another scalp to their growing collection this season. The Flames are putting pressure on the fourth-placed Adelaide Lightning for a place in the playoffs, and the sides will meet on Sunday at 5 p.m. John Baldock, SBS News.